What's going on, Broncos country? This is Luke from Mile High Report, and I have with me the University of Wyoming running back, Nico Evans. Nico is going out for the 2019 NFL Draft. Nico, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Now, Broncos country, I got to see Nico the other day on Wednesday, and the Broncos hosted a local pro day, and I wrote down, hands down, best running back at that workout. There were over 40 players. Vic Fangio and John Elway were in attendance. Nico, how'd you feel your workout went?
I feel it went really well. You know, it was good to get out there in front of all those coaches and scouts and GMs and all that. And I feel like I put my best effort out there, and I competed with everyone else. And, you know, it was just really fun and to get out there, get loose, and I feel like I did a really great job.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. You really stuck out. Were you surprised to see John Elway, Vic Fangio's coaching staff out there?
Definitely. You know, I didn't too much know what to expect, but to see all the coaching staff and John Elway especially, I was really hyped and surprised.
Yeah, I know one thing that really impressed me about you was it seemed like you have a really natural explosiveness to your game. And one thing that I could not take my eyes off of was the route running. Talk to me a little bit about your route running ability. Even though you're a running back, it feels like the NFL is definitely trending towards using running backs more as receivers. Do you feel like that's a major part of your game?
Yeah, today's NFL, as a running back, you have to be able to do it all. You have to be able to block, you have to be able to run, you have to be able to run routes. And so I didn't get to show too much of that at Wyoming, but that's definitely a strength of mine that I wanted to show at the local pro day.
Now, speaking of the University of Wyoming, you were a highly recruited athlete out of California, multiple awards throughout the state, offers from Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, San Jose, the list goes on and on. What made you choose the University of Wyoming?
What made me choose the University of Wyoming was really seeing what Coach Bull and his coaching staff did at North Dakota State with winning those three national championships in a row. And so he sold me on rebuilding a program, and I was all about that, and I wanted to go over there and build something special. And on top of that, when I went over there on my visit, a lot of the guys were just welcomed me and my family. So that was just a program that I wanted to be a part of.
Absolutely, and it's a program that seems to be getting a lot of a lot more attention than it usually has gotten. I feel like with the multiple players being drafted from the University of Wyoming within the last 4 to 5 years, and most notably Josh Allen in the first round last year, do you feel like the University of Wyoming is definitely getting a stronger reputation amongst NFL scouts?
Definitely. We're making noise. There's tons of talent out there. You know, a lot of people overlook Laramie because it's in Wyoming, but no, there's a ton of talent on this football team, and there's going to be for years to come.
Absolutely. Now, as you get ready for this draft, it's just about here, 2 weeks from the day, I believe, or yesterday. So we're coming up on it. What has been the toughest pre-draft obstacle in this process for you so far?
You know, I think the toughest thing is just waiting. You know, you're just working out, you're staying in shape, and you're just waiting for teams to call, you're just waiting for the draft day. You don't know whose draft board you're really on. You know, there could be a team that likes you a lot that just hasn't even talked to you yet. And so just waiting and just not knowing is probably the hardest part about this whole process. But, you know, I just keep working out and trying to push forward and not think about it too much, and that's made the process a little easier.
Sure. Now, as you start to begin your transition from college football into the NFL, is there any NFL running back that you try to model your game after, or any running backs that you look at and is really see them as almost a role model or someone you want to feature your game after?
You know, I don't really emulate my game off of any one running back. You know, there's a lot of things that running backs do that I'm like, okay, I'm going to have my game after that, like Le'Veon's patience or the way Alvin Kamara can run routes. And I try to look at all the running backs and try to take things from them to try to improve my game. if you try to look at a running back and say, hey, that's what I see in myself, I'd probably look at maybe like Maurice Jones-Drew, because he wasn't the tallest running back and he was still able to be extremely successful in the league.
Absolutely, and Broncos country is very familiar with smaller running backs in case Philip Lindsay out of the University of Colorado undrafted, and that's one thing for me being there at that local pro day and seeing you guys work out. It's almost looking for who's going to be this next undrafted free agent. The Broncos have a very rich history of finding undrafted free agents, from Rod Smith to Chris Harris Jr. and Philip Lindsay and many other Broncos. Do you feel like you would immediately be able to contribute to the running backs group that currently the Broncos possess?
Definitely. You know, my mindset is whichever team takes a chance on me is the best decision that they've made. You know, I'm going to go in thinking that I'm going to go in and contribute any way I can, whether that's on the field playing running back, whether that's special teams, whether any role they want me to play, I'm going to contribute and be the best player that I can be.
Sure. Now, being a former teammate of Josh Allen, have you reached out to Josh Allen, or do you stay in contact? Does he give you any pointers or any other Wyoming Cowboys in the league that you try to stay in contact with?
Yeah, I definitely keep in contact with Josh. I don't know, when I played in the NFLPA game, he came out there to watch me, so he's a really good friend of mine. I've reached out to a couple of guys, Brian Hill, Rico Gafford, who are in the league now, and they kind of just told me about the process and what goes on when you're a rookie, and just to keep working while I'm in this stage, you know, and that everything's going to happen. You just got to just not give up, really. That's the main thing that they've been telling me, just keep pushing, don't give up.
Absolutely. One thing I want Broncos country to know, as I recently found out, you were recently named to the National Football Foundation Hampshire Honor Society. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what that award entails?
Yeah, it's a great honor. They had a banquet not too long ago in March that me and my teammate Adam Pillipill attended. You know, the Honor Society is just kind of recognizes guys who are not only doing great on the field, but academically as well. And so they were there, and they honored some high school players and college players. And so, like I said, it was a great deal. I mean, it meant a lot to me that they picked me and Adam Pilliper, who I actually went to high school with, so.
Oh,
a great honor.
Oh, cool. It's a small world up there at the University of Wyoming. Now, one thing I definitely wanted Broncos country to know as well, because you are a very humble player, as I've been speaking with you and doing some research and watching you the other day. Now, you have graduated with that 3.36 GPA. You've got your degree in communications. How important has studying and education, has that been able to help you translate that into the film room and to the preparation it takes to play in the NFL?
Definitely. I treat my classwork like the same as I would football. You know, I try to give 100% in every aspect of what I do. And I'm not the type of guy who gives no effort in the classroom and all my effort in football. You know, that's not how life works. I've been taught to give 100% in everything I do. So I think coming in with that mindset has definitely helped me in the film room and just taking notes. Every little thing the coach says, it can help you in the long run. You know, every time we look at what an opposing team does, their tendencies, and you write that down, and it just helps you when it comes to game time.
And the reason I bring that up, Nico, is because the Denver Broncos last year, they really hit it off in the draft. I mean, they were able to select a group of guys that were leaders on their college football teams. They were leaders outside of their community. And when I see these type of things, I'm thinking John Elway and Vic Fangio, they're going to be picking that stuff up. And that's the stuff that the Broncos are really trying to build a core foundation upon. But you got to tell me about draft day. What's the plan for draft day? Are you having a party? Are you going to be sticking with, you know, just friends and family? Walk me through your preparations as that day creeps up.
No, I'm not going to throw a big party. You know, I just want people who have been by my side my whole life. So close friends and my family, just people who have believed in me since day one. I want them next to me when it comes to draft day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, Nico, everybody at Mile High Report, we're all wishing you the best of luck in the draft. I know for me, I'm looking for the Broncos fifth or sixth round. I'm hoping you get that phone call because I want to see you out there at minicamp in May.
Definitely. That would be a great honor for the Broncos to draft me.
All right, Nico, you take care. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me.